Dateline, a coffee shop in Kiev, Ukraine, 1996. Not many customers at that late hour, so I was a bit surprised when a young lady joined me at my table. But that is the custom of Ukraine. We introduced ourselves, and Oksana went on to tell me that she had spent her childhood at Chernobyl, the famous atomic power plant, whose number 4 nuclear reactor committed a major offense against planet Earth when it expelled 190 tons of nuclear fuel into the air. I remembered very well that day in April 1986. The coffee shop was 80 miles south of Chernobyl. I remarked, "Oksana, you were a teenager. The disaster seems to not have affected you." Oksana pulled her turtleneck sweater down to expose the lower part of her throat. I winced when I saw the scar. "Thyroid surgery. You've had thyroid cancer." Oksana nodded and somberly replied, "It's under control, for now." How tragic, I thought. A sudden and uninvited intrusion into the life of a teen 10 years earlier had changed her life, and she will ever wear the scars of Chernobyl. As our hearts grieve for Oksana, listen to Paul in Galatians 6:17. "From now on, no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Although Paul was not specific, we know at least some of them. The marks of the whips, stones, and rods had been etched indelibly into his flesh. But Paul gloried in them, for through them he was able to serve the one who died for him. His next words were, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." My friend, is your life for Christ too easy? Do we love the potlucks, but care little for worship and Bible study, and even less about living for the Lord? Could it be that our greatest sacrifices for Christ are a dollar on Christmas and on Easter? Oh, and on potluck days too, maybe. Oksana had just Chernobyl stamped on her body. Paul had just stonings, beatings, and the like. And what do we have? Maybe just nothing. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.